So I was able to attend your online environmental town hall last week. Since then, a lot of things, new things have come out. But I'm wondering what new things may have come out from your perspective.
So since last week's environmental town hall, DEC has reached out. They are very much aware of the pressing concern. They also realize that right now legislation is not moving only because of the fact that we're only dealing with COVID-19 legislation. As I mentioned in the town hall, the legislation is ready to move. The chairs have signed off. The reality is, even if it went today, the governor has till the end of the year to address that legislation. So DEC, in the interim, is recognizing that more needs to be done. They are looking at their administrative regulations, as Senator Breslin and I had requested in a letter 3 weeks ago, and that's the latest I have to offer at this time. But I'm hoping to hear from them in the next week or so. So there's a constant dialogue going on between the agency and the members on this important topic. The good news is, at least from my perspective, that needs to be very much stated, is that Norlite was burning this substance, and they have been told to stand down from EPA, DEC, the state, and the city of Cohoes, and they are obliging, which is important to recognize. I think there's a shock value with the whole topic. It's true. We do not truly know what the potential adverse impacts would be. This is why there needs to be more study in regards to, one, the ability for it to actually be incinerated safely and preferably being done in a different area, but two, what are the impacts at this stage of the game for what was burned in 2018 and 2019.
So let's go into a little bit of detail on that one for a second. Since last week, a Wall Street Journal article came out, and that detailed that since 2018, 2 million pounds of material containing PFAS chemicals from 25 states and more than 60 military sites has been incinerated at Norlite. That seems like an enormous quantity to me.
Yeah, I can't attest to whether that number is valid or not. I don't know what the sources were in that article. Irregardless, yes, if it's that number or one-tenth of that number, it's a significant amount of waste. Now, what the percentage of AFFF was in that, because remember, a lot of this is diluted in some kind of liquid, we do not know. But the fact of life is, it was incinerated. We are curious on how successful they were in total incineration, because we're not confident at this stage, either is DEC or either is EPA, on if they would have fully incinerated it, or was there some residue that literally spilled out into the air.
So that seems to be a turnabout from the DEC's perspective. When the press conference occurred with Dr. Bond and Judith Enck, the DEC, within 24 hours, had essentially rejected their findings and indicated they weren't planning to proceed with any testing. Have they now changed their position on this?
In the correspondence I've received on this, DEC has rejected some of Bennington's procedures and some of their assumptions. At the same token, DEC has committed, I don't know if they've done it publicly, I know I've heard it, that they are doing testing in and around the community of Cohoes. You know, obviously the average person, right, and you're over in Rensselaer County, associates PFOAs with Hoosic Falls. And in that situation, individuals drank those PFOAs for an extended period of time, and there were measurable impacts in their systems. The waterway, the salt kill that goes by Norlite, is not a water drinking source supply. I know the water supply in Cohoes better than anybody else. I was mayor for 13 years. It comes in from the Mohawk River, further up the river, and it goes up to the reservoir where it is run through the filtration plant and distributed back down. So the amounts of measured materials in the salt kill, although important for other reasons, because it may be being disposed of into the Hudson River, which we do not pull our water from, but maybe downstream, that may be important for somebody else down the way, but for the residents in Saratoga Sites, it's not as if whenever they've opened up the faucet, they've been drinking a glass of PFOAs. And my understanding is DEC is doing a significant amount of testing on the drinking water supply in the city of Cohoes to validate that, but that has not come back yet, and we anxiously await those results. So I think DEC is going about looking at, okay, what is the main concern? The main concern is human health. Mm-hmm. And therefore, and I'm not knocking or debunking the Bennington study, but the reality is, it's true. There is going to be PFOA contamination in soil in Loudonville and Colony and Cohoes, and that's important to know. And, you know, it was a widely used substance. But at the same token, let's be very, and I'm just not trying to debunk, I'm just trying to be very factual. Individuals are not drinking that water from the soil kiln. That's not their source of drinking water. Their drinking water comes from a whole other system. Let's make sure of that first. Now, the whole airborne discussion is a whole other discussion, which obviously is going to require more further review, and that's why I'm supporting Mayor Keeler and the City of Cohoes' request with the advocates to have the ATSDR come in and do a health study on impacts on the residents. I did this type of study back in 2005 or 6. I can't remember what year now. I'm getting kind of up there in years, but it's, I think it was 2005. Yeah, 2005, when there was concerns back then about a different issue at the Norlite facility. And ATSDR came in, did an objective. They're not a state agency. They're a federal agency, so therefore they're one step removed from the agencies here in the state of New York, and they did an objective review of the concerns the residents had. And fortunately, the study came back and said that there were no negative adverse impacts on human health, which is important. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that we have the same result here.
So I've spoken with a number of people who live at Saratoga sites, and they're calling for a comprehensive study of air, water, soil, and blood tests for all residents in the area. Do you support that idea?
I am supportive of that. I do think the ATSDR study would be a first good indicator of what that would be. And once again, I think just because sometimes people get a little bit concerned that the state agencies are too chummy with each other, I think the information is fast and furious. Here we are, yeah. Unlike most other, no, it is, it's fast and furious. I mean, you know, as if you were in on the 108th Assembly Environmental Justice presentation, I spoke about five different areas of which four of those areas have been ongoing for the last 15, 20, 30 years. The AFFF issue in Cohoes started on Valentine's Day here in the city of Cohoes this past year. And we have done tremendous work working across multiple levels of government to really bring this up to speed, to really understand what's going on. And we're not stopping. We're continuing to press to find out the information. But most importantly, and it bears worth repeating, Norlite is actually cooperating, has been stopped any incineration, and I do not see them doing any incineration for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. We continue to press our legislation to prevent that, but I think that's important to note. There's been so much information, to go back to an earlier point, that, you know, for the average person, including myself, it's a lot to digest, and you want to make sure when it comes to issues like this that were factual and actual.
So speaking of which, I wanted to bring up two very recent pieces of information. One is something you may know about already, which is the EPA fine of Norlite that came out near the end of last week for $150,000. I read through the EPA report on that, and it cites Norlite for violations in 2012 to 2014, also 2015, also 2017, and for release of various toxins, many of which they've released in the past, including chromium, arsenic, beryllium, various heavy metals. The EPA was calling for a fine in excess of $300,000, and that was obviously reduced in settlement. Some people I've spoken to regard the reduced amount as a slap on the wrist, so I'd like your reaction to that. The other thing is something one of our reporters turned up. The American Chemical Society apparently did a study of a PFAS production facility and found that chemicals from that facility could be found more than 18 miles downwind. When you apply that to our region with the shifting winds around the Norlite plant, that's a vast area.
Well, so, I agree, and I agree with that. I've been saying all along, this is not just a Cohoes issue. It's a Colony issue. It's a Waterfleet issue. It's an Albany issue. It's a Troy issue. It's a Waterford issue. And that's why, you know, fortunately, we've been able to rally the support of the leaders in those communities to support Cohoes' moratorium and to support the legislation that Senator Breslin and I are working to get passed. In regards to the fines, I will say this, you know, being working with the agencies over the years, and I would represent the city when we were being fined, and usually the fine structure is reflective of what the overall, one, intent is to resolve the issue, and number two, the intent structure is to also see what the past track record has been. I can't explain why EPA went with a lesser fine. I do think that they look at overall what was the impact overall of the violation and what was steps are being taken to resolve the issue. Because in my readings of that, it appears that they had done some test burns after the fact where there were no emissions after the fact. So I think the fine, I can't say if it's appropriate or not. The reality is, I think, you know, there is always a sense of the world that they should find everybody to the hilt until it happens to them. And that's one of those things where Norlite has to consistently be monitored. That's why there is an on-site monitor in full time on that site. That's not paid for, that's paid for by the company, but not hired by the company. And they need to have great oversight. Now, the other thing that needs to be kept in mind here, and once again, I fully support banning the incineration in our legislation. At the same token, there are many environmental groups that have approached me to say, we understand what you're saying, but you do understand something. This is all over, and this needs to be disposed of safely and effectively. And I'm saying, I get it. We can't just leave it in our landfills because we're going to have a recreation of what happened in Hoosick Falls at some point down the road. So therefore, we need to find the right solution. What that is, I don't know. Where it's going to be, I don't know at this stage of the game. And this is why the moratorium that the city put in, that the state's looking to put in, is critical in regards to giving time for the science to fully evolve, where the public can be involved in the process. Because just to say, don't do it, and hope the problem's going to go away, is not going to solve the problem. We need to safely dispose of this substance for our society as a whole. There's a large volume, as you attest to, in that Wall Street Journal. That's just a little pebble on the beach of how much is out there. It needs to be disposed of in a safe and environmentally friendly way that's not going to have a negative impact on human health. Okay. What that is and when we will get there, I don't know. But we're going to at least hold them at bay for the time being.